Boulder County District Court Judge Ingrid Bakke ordered Thursday that the man charged with killing 10 people at the Boulder, Table, Mesa, King Soopers remains mentally incompetent to stand trial. The ruling stems from recent findings by experts at the State Mental Health Hospital in Pueblo. Court proceedings against 23-year-old Ahmad Al-Awi Alyssa have been on hold since December when Judge Bakke ruled he was not competent to stand trial and sent him to the state mental hospital for treatment. Hospital officials last reported in April that Alyssa still was mentally incompetent, however said there was substantial probability Alyssa's mental competency could be restored and remain competent by taking medication. The court scheduled the next meeting to assess Alyssa's mental health status for October 21st. Representatives from Boulder County, Broomfield, Longmont, and Erie challenged the Air Quality Control Commission to take action at its monthly meeting Thursday. The Boulder area governments presented their own independent air quality reports and studies and pleaded with the state commission to look at the numbers. According to the Daily Camera, Boulder County officials pointed to the county's persistent ground-level methane recordings and increases in ozone. Broomfield researchers said their data shows individuals living less than 1 mile from multi-well horizontal oil and gas sources report upper respiratory and acute health symptoms more often than residents living at a greater distance. Boulder County documented reoccurring oil and gas leaks at nearly 65% of oil and gas facilities over multi-calendar years. Over 100 people attended Thursday's virtual meeting, with many urging commission members to do more to lower emissions across the state. The Denver metro area has seen a 13% increase in its unhoused population over the past 2 years. The Colorado Sun reports that the preliminary data from the Metro Denver Homeless Initiative Point-in-Time Survey said that regionally, 784 more people lost their homes during the pandemic. At the beginning of this year, they counted just under 7,000 people without homes across the Denver metro areas. The team estimated that the amount of unhoused people was close to almost 31,000 people throughout the course of the year. The Fruita Police Department has sought a second arrest warrant Thursday afternoon for Tina Peters, the embattled Mesa County clerk who is facing charges stemming from a security breach of her county's election system done last year. KGNU's Luis Lacon reports.
In March, a grand jury indicted Peters with 10 counts of felony and misdemeanor charges, including attempting to influence a public servant, criminal impersonation, identity theft, and first-degree official misconduct. The arrest warrant alleges Peters violated the terms of her bond and protective order by emailing the Mesa County Collections Director, Brandy Bantz, at 2:44 a.m. on July 20th. In the email sent to Bantz and 61 county clerks, Peters said that she would seek a hand count vote of the June 28th Republican primary results for the Colorado Secretary of State, a race she ran for and lost. The Colorado Secretary of State's office says that the candidates seeking recounts among races without close margins must pay $250,000 up front, which Peters did not do. Matt Crane, executive director of the Colorado County Clerks Association, said in a written statement that Peters' request was improper and again shows her complete lack of knowledge about the rules and laws that underpin Colorado's elections. Peters faced an arrest warrant last week by failing to receive court permission to travel out of the state. Mesa County Court Judge Matthew Barrett dismissed the warrant based on an admission by Peters' attorney that he failed to advise his client on the terms of her bond. For KGNU, I am Luis Licon.
Colorado voters will get to decide in November if the state should decriminalize the use and possession of magic mushrooms. The Colorado Secretary of State's office said on Thursday the agency received enough signatures for the initiative to qualify for the upcoming statewide ballot. The November ballot question will also ask voters if the state should allow healing centers where individuals can purchase and consume magic mushrooms, which contain the psychoactive compound psilocybin. The initiative, if passed, will allow individuals to cultivate magic mushrooms for their own personal use and would be legal for people 21 and over at the state level. Psilocybin will remain illegal at the federal level. Colorado would be the second state behind Oregon to legalize magic mushrooms if the initiative passes. Today's weather for Boulder and Fort Collins includes a 10 to 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms after 11 a.m. Denver's forecast includes a 10% chance of showers and thunderstorms after 2 p.m. Today's high is expected to be near 99, and because of the expected high temps, the National Weather Service for Boulder and Denver has issued a heat advisory for the metro area and the northeast plains of Colorado. Tonight, skies will be partly cloudy for Boulder and Fort Collins and mostly clear for Denver. Tonight's lows will be in the low to mid-60s. The current temperature in Boulder is 70 degrees. For KJNU, I'm Stacey Johnson.